Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 in the score. A lot of people to thank today. It has been a fun show, fun couple days. So thank you, Mark Grody, who has been a little grumpy at times, but thanks anyway for getting up early. And you are pulling double duty today, so really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some. Actually, no, I'm going to go downstairs to Wildberry, have a little breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
A little cray-cray breakfast, so that's going on. And I guess after that, I'm going to have to work through my anger issues, if that's the way you have proclaimed me.
Mark Grumpy.
Yeah, Mark. Very good. Hey, man, it's been. Thanks for having me in here the last 2 days, bro.
Thanks you to everyone who made it interesting by texting, by calling, by emailing.
Thank you most of all
for listening. And thank you to our executive producer, who's always here in spirit, Dustin Rhodes.
One of the things I've seen Duke do in the past in situations like this is try for the quick pass to half court and call a quick timeout so they can get in better shooting range.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
31 years ago today.
Oh.
Christian Leitner with the shot.
Damn.
Wow.
That was the call of it? Just a wow? That's it?
That was the call. Thank you to Alex Kuhn, who was in here today and helped out because Dustin wasn't.
I came here for baseball and baseball alone. I will be back for opening day, Zach. You know that.
That was our guy, Molly, in the booth in Arizona yesterday on vacation.
How about that?
A little double duty. Did he do the fifth inning?
I don't know. I didn't. Had I known Molly was going to be on, I would have been better in tuned. I might have been sleeping, though.
That was Zach's familiar cackle. Sounded like he was ready for opening day.
He's
ready.
He does.
And thanks to Brandon Fryer for making all of this possible.
So you know what you do with this game?
You throw it in the garbage.
Oh, I missed.
You're not Nicholas Batum or Eric Gore.
That was Will Perdue on the postgame show on NBC Sports Chicago with the second best sound effect on the show this morning. Brandon Fryer the first.
Yeah, we had Brandon Fryer doing a golf clap earlier.
The golf clap.
During the pick six. But yeah, good God.
That was ugly.
Batum literally only missed once.
So wait, this is what, the 31st anniversary of Leitner's shot?
31 years later.
Yeah,
31. Okay.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I remember where I was. I remember how significant it was to let me know that the moment you're not a student anymore, because that was the year after I graduated, and I was still in, I was in Durham when I saw that, and recognizing how different the feeling was, and like you're not entitled to the same feeling as a student. That's when it really hit home that you got to see the students celebrating, and you realize just a year removed, because I was working in Raleigh, but I was still living in Durham, and just realizing it's something's just not ever going to be the same. It's just not. As exciting as that is, it wasn't. You know, you knew that once
something had changed.
Something,
yeah.
Forever. And I knew it. And I sort of had kind of let it go when I left as a student, but sort of still being around, but feeling kind of far away from it, watching the ways actual students were celebrated.
That, of course, is Dan Bernstein. And we welcome back Lawrence Holmes.
Hey
he's Lawrence. Back.
Hello.
Hi, Lawrence.
I got questions.
Okay, great.
Why do you hate Justin Steele?
I don't hate Justin Steele.
And Luol Deng.
Yeah, and Luol Deng. I just
and
don't
progress.
I don't like the way he's been kind of anointed here.
Okay.
That because he's the Cubs and because he's a lefty, and he was good last year, and I think he's fine.
Okay.
I think he's fine. 27 years old. I think he's fine. I think he's a third or fourth starter in this rotation. But the idea that the Cubs need to pay this guy and like he's going to rise to the top of the like.
I don't think we're to the pay this guy yet.
Well,
I think
that's what they were
expect this guy to be pretty good because he is 27. It is time, and he has shown some things that are very good.
I mean, it's great for the Cubs if they could continue to develop him, but I just want to let's give this guy a shot to show what he's all about. Show me, show everybody, and not based on a year where the lights were out. Sorry.
Huh.
Does that answer your question, Lawrence?
I mean, yeah, with a little snark on the end, yeah, sure it does.
Yeah. Do you disagree or are you just
No, I agree. I do think that he's tantalizing.
Oh, absolutely.
Very tantalizing.
Oh, no. I mean, and I agree with that. I don't want to be like cornered, like I don't like Justin Steele. It's just over the top.
Do you hate Hayden Wesneski?
I hate, yes.
With the
same
level of hate that you hate Justin Steele.
He has the same level of skepticism with Hayden Wesneski.
I absolutely
hate Wesnasty.
Hayden Wesneski.
Try hitting that sweeper.
Because I love 31-year-old Adrian Sampson. I wanted him to be the starter.
That's what you wanted?
See, now that guy would have been so Cubs to leave in the rotation, or the kind of thing you're describing, still kind of not knowing what direction you're going.
I mean,
he could be good. He can be an asset, but I think that you made the right choice in Wesneski and also joining Justin Steele. That's good to have two young guys that rotation.
It's very good. But still, as it stands, and maybe you guys agree or disagree, Stroman and Tyone are the only two guys that you look at in this Cubs rotation
with proven track records.
Proven track records. That I feel really good about. And teams like that don't typically make the playoffs. Two legit starting pitchers. So that's all I'm saying. And the Cubs are going to be improved this year. And I don't think the Cubs are going to suck. But the idea that they're going to be competing, I'm not comfortable with that, although Haw is.
Well, also remember that if they do surprise early, the opportunity and the way they've built up their asset base, when you've got Christopher Morel starting the season in AAA, that says really good things about
why. Why he was rough?
Towards
the end of last year.
You would expect, and the way they talked about him last year was about a guy who could be a super sub on their roster, and it does speak to the improvement of the floor of their roster that when the deadline comes around. Mm-hmm. They might be able to make some additions.
No, you're right. And I expect Christopher Morel to play on the Cubs at some point in time this season. But I'm really comfortable with what Jed Hoyer did because that was the problem with the Cubs, that maybe they didn't let their players cook enough in the minors. You had it happen with so many guys that were up and down, like Kyle Schwarber, like Ian Happ.
Out of necessity. That's because they bombed out.
Well, that's what I mean about Morel. Morel had overall, he did not have a great season. He was a nice spark. He was a really good
breakthrough.
No.
He was not expected to do anything.
Okay, you're right.
But like, this year, Coom has said, they've got big leaguers. They've got more big leaguers on the roster.
Like Frank Schwindel is not walking back through that door.
He didn't adjust to the adjustment. Like Morel did so well at the beginning.
He did.
And I remember us even talking with Rossi about it. And Rossi is like, well, you know, I'm not going to put any limits on what this guy can or can't be. And I was like, yeah, but you know that the thing's getting ready to happen. He's like, well, maybe not.
Morel was a 108 WRC plus last year.
On the overall?
Take that, Grody.
Did you guys see that? I mean,
I love the kid.
I like him a lot, and I love the spark that he gave.
But I also think you need guys like that who are willing contributors on a bench in different roles.
Sure.
Who are, like, happy to be there.
Leury?
I'm just saying his training is not complete. Like, a lot of the Cubs' prospects.
Your training is not complete.
It is very Star Wars. He needs to become a Jedi still. No, like, it's really smart for the Cubs
to
not try to force the issue and say, hey, here's a guy who needs some polish. And Christopher Morel was a revelation last year, but he came back down to earth, and he still needs more cooking.
Well, so he left Dagobah before he understood the full power of the Force. Ooh.
Probably more Mandalorian than Jedi.
Yeah. New school.
Right. Not
new school, meaning that he's not, like, special. He's a guy that, if trained well, could be
a great pitcher he will be.
Jedi...
He's not a Jedi. Thinks he's a Jedi.
You've got the stuff actually in your blood.
The midichlorians?
Yes.
I think that him Mandalorian or midichlorian at Iowa in the minors says that the Cubs are more ready than you're saying that they are to win or at least compete this
because
year.
They can afford to put him in the minors.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Grody?
Well,
because if they weren't, then they would think, okay, developmental year, start the kid at the majors, let him struggle a little bit, but they're not sacrificing games.
Yeah, take that,
Grumpy.
Well, but that goes against the idea that Christopher Morel should be here and that he's good and that he's, and Dan said it. He's surprised he's not here.
He's good. They have better, apparently.
Okay. I think we're kind of agreeing
here, actually. And I know that there was a home run in three fantastic defensive plays by Dansby Swanson over the weekend. Anyone worried that he hit a bingo number in spring training?
No.
Well, we talked about that last week. I'm slightly concerned. I was slightly concerned.
I don't get worried about spring training numbers.
What does worry me
is from what they were saying about the role that Brandon Hughes was going to play, he's starting the season on the injured list. And you're going to have to scramble now with everything they're saying about reverse splits guys and high leverage left-handed bats. They were really talking up Brandon Hughes.
Yeah, they were.
So this is something to watch early of how they fill the high leverage lefty role.
Yeah, I mean, lefty role, and we were just talking about, I mean, they are a team without a closer right now.
Tommy Howd, have you answered that by not answering that?
Yeah.
And they don't know it yet. It will depend on matchups. It'll depend on a lot of things, but they don't have that guy.
They disposed of my guy, Rowan Wick. We're down a Wick. We still have a Bradley Wick. There's still a Jordan Wicks.
Wicks, plural.
But yeah. We're down a Wick, and this concerns me. Yeah, Bears. Rowan. Yeah, Bears. Yeah, Bears. Yeah. What have you? How will you handle today's show? How will you handle this?
We've got Bears discussion. We are going to play, is Ryan Poles lying or is he telling the truth?
Ooh, my favorite game.
Oh, I like that game.
We'll talk some Bulls. Also, Jason Leisure is going to join us from the NFL owners meetings at 11. We got the photograph yesterday.
Yeah, the reporter picture? Yeah,
no, the coach's so picture.
Oh,
the
picture oh, of
all
oh
the,
yes.
The posed
yes.
picture
that
of
Lucy.
All, of all yeah. the coaches. There's Andy Reid. There's Belichick.
Hey, Eberflus is looking good, man.
Because
yeah, let me tell you something. If I'm an NFL coach, one of the coaches I do not want to stand next to is Robert Saleh. Too good looking. Two in shape. Mm-hmm. There was Eberflus.
Flus, strong dude.
Looking good.
Linebacker strength.
Looking young.
Matt Eberflus.
Yep. That picture's still extremely white. And
very. And perhaps some of the, that's the way they want to keep NFL Network, yeah, too.
Talking like Stewie here. What the NFL Network? The protagonist and the antagonist.
Enemies become friends.
Still working on their book. Enemies.
Billy Donovan had some pointed post-game comments that threw a little shade at their roster construction. We will get to that. High Noon today. We've got a follow-up to a huge story that we've covered like no one else on High Noon. Ian Happ will make his first appearance of the season at noon. There are new rules regarding managerial challenges in baseball because of the pitch clock that seem like they're not going to be real easy to work through. So we will run those down. Jim Deshays at 1, a bunch of NFL stuff, and more fun coming up.
Have a great show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.